This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It has been a week since Hurricane Sandy slammed into the East Coast. We've got one day to go until the election, but that doesn't mean that Greece is taking a back seat. Workers are back on strike this morning because of a new round of cuts being voted on this week by the Greek parliament. Journalist John Syropoulos joins us from Athens with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what has everybody so angry in Greece right now?
Well, this is the latest, and I think the largest also, of all the austerity packages ever to have been presented to the Greek people. It's going to be worth at least $17 billion in spending cuts from the government, but also in new taxes. And it's going to also mean that the payrolls that are so-called national security payrolls, the police, the military, the diplomatic corps, will now be touched for the first time in the public sector. It also means that the private sector is going to be liberalized to an unprecedented degree, introducing new levels of competitiveness, and a lot of professions are unhappy about that.
So give me the worst-case scenario. Why does this matter outside of Greece?
The worst-case scenario for Greece is that the government fails to pass this latest round of austerity measures on Wednesday night. The government would then falter. It would have to find a way to convince its creditors to keep Greece in the bailout process, in other words, receiving bailout money, which is what's propping up the Greek economy at the moment. If that fails to happen, it will have to essentially unilaterally default. So the worst case scenario is that the Greek government collapses, Greece is forced to leave the eurozone with enormous consequences for the euro, possibly, some analysts think, the end of the euro.
Journalist John Syropoulos in Athens, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.